అద్వైతం అచ్యుతం అనాదినందరూపం అద్యం పురాణ పురుషం హృదయే సుదుర్లభం మరుత్మవత్ గోవిందమాదిపురుషం తమహం భజామి గోవిందమాదిపురుషం తమహం భజామి రామాదిమూర్తిశూకరాయణేన తిష్టం నానావతారం కరోడు కృష్ణ స్వయం సవభవత్ పరమ పుమాన్య గోవిందమాదిపురుషం తమహం భజామి గోవిందమాదిపురుషం తమహం భజామి.
వీరాట ప్రేయస్ సన్ బాయ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ ద గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాడిగల్ లార్డ్ గోవింద. సో లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ప్రేయస్ హియర్ టు లార్డ్ గోవింద. ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టేటెడ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ అనంత రూపం. సో లార్డ్ గోవింద లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ అనంత రూపం, అన్లిమిటెడ్ ఫార్మ్స్. ఆల్సో ఇన్ అందర్ ప్రేయర్ సే రామాని మూర్తి శ్రీ కళాన్ని నేను ఇష్టం నానా అవతారం. దే టు లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ సేస్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మెనీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ కృష్ణ స్వయం. He says that Lord Krishna, Lord Govinda, he himself comes in unlimited forms. So his forms are unlimited. How can he come in that form? So it is quite clear from these two prayers of Lord Brahma that Lord Ram is an incarnation of Lord Krishna. He is the Krishna Swayam. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that janma karma cha me divyam. So his appearance, disappearance and all his activities are divyam, they are divine, transcendental. And he promises, he states that those who understand these facts do not come to this material world again. We all know that why Lord comes to this material world. He is spoken quite clearly in Bhagavad Gita. Sundarayadahi dhamma sadhos sloka sayadhi sloka mukti purinunga dhos. So Lord comes to establish dharma, also eradicate miscreants and also to please to associate and to satisfy his pure devotees. Lord Ramchandra appears today. He appeared in the family Rahu dynasty. And if you look at Rahu dynasty, Rahu Maharaj was great grandfather of Lord Ramchandra. You can go back, you can see Bhagirath, Sagar, Harishchandra, very famous king, Harishchandra, and Ikshvaku. So Lord Ramchandra appeared in Rahu dynasty, dynasty which is known and is very reputed dynasty. Rahu Kula Riti Sadachala Ayin, Prana Jaya Param, Madan Nadi. He is very famous statement. So because in Rahu, Lord Ramchandra, they appeared in Kshatriya family. Actually Maharaj Dasarath was Kashyap Rishi in his previous life. And Kaushalya, his wife, was Aditi. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives, Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. He didn't have any child. And he was it was his desire to have child, so he can continue with his lineage and his kingdom can be the same time. So he performed, he requested his family priest, Narsivasis, to bless them in this process, so he can get children. Narsivasis requested Sringiri to perform yajna. This story took place in Treta Yuga. Satyuga, Treta, Dwapara and Kaliyuga. Treta Yuga, when performing sacrifices, yajna was the main occupational duty, main primary duty function of every human being. So, for the purpose of getting children, Sringiri performed sacrifice and yajna, fire yajna, and he pleased the demigods and Lord Vishnu that from this fire yajna, Agni Dev himself personified appears with sweet fire, fire from a key, what we call key. And this sweet fire was distributed to Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. Sumitra happened to get the sweet fire Sharam twice. That's why she had the twins, Lakshmana and Hanuman, wherever happened. But see, I cannot describe Florida of Lord Ram without Hanuman. So, just inspiration comes from here. It must be Hanuman. Yeah, so, you got to what I say. What I say, especially the history. So, yeah, so, who was that? Lakshman and Satruman. Right? Okay, that's it. So they were born of Sutra and Bharat from Kaikeyi and Lord Ram came from Kaushalya. So Lord Ram appeared first, he was earlier, followed by Bharat and then Lakshma and Satyavati. And so today it's not just the appearance of Lord Ram and but also the appearance of Lakshma and Bharat and Satyavati. The four brothers. At the same time, Ravana was terrifying the universe, and demigods and Lord Brahma also approached Lord Vishnu to take care of the situation. Lord Vishnu said, don't worry, I'm coming anyway, so I'll take care of the whole matter. So he comes as Lord Ramachandra through Maharaja Dasharatha and Kausalya. And as we know, Lord Ramachandra was brought up and educated under the guidance of Maharshi Vishwamitra Muni, who initiated and gave him so many vyastras and we are also aware of how Lord Ramachandra killed many demons and liberated many fallen souls as well in that, you know, while he was traveling with Maharshi Vishwamitra Muni in the forest. We also know how, during the course of his battle with Ravana, he also built bridge with floating stones. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that such kind of miraculous, uncommon, extraordinary acts can only be performed by God and by everybody. Like Lord Krishna biscuit over the hill on his little finger for 7 days when he was at the age of 7 8 years old. So Lord Ramachandra is also here showing his activity as God. How a floating bridge can be built so far from South India to Sri Lanka, Ceylon. That's where Lanka is supposed to be, at least. So, in Shastra, in Vishnu Puran, it is described that how we decide whether somebody who claims to be God is God. God possesses the six opulences in full. Sada Aishwarya Purna. So the six opulences. And I just want to talk about one of the opulences of Lord Ramachandra. Because Lord Ramachandra, he was Maryada Purushottam also. So he displayed ideal character in every respect, as a student, as a son, as a king, and a husband. We all know how he was. Actually, I would just like to read this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. There are a couple of chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam fully dedicated to Lord Ramachandra.
एक पत्नी व्रत धरो राजस्य चरित शुचि स्वधर्मं गृहं निधियां शिक्षयां स्वयं आचरत.
Lord Ramachandra took a vow to accept only one wife and had no connection with any other woman. He was a saintly king and everything in his character was good. Unchanged by qualities like anger, he taught good behavior to everyone, especially for householders. In terms of the Rashama Dharma, that he taught the general public by his personal activity. Ek Patni Vata, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramachandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramachandra's father accepted more wives than one. But not some Ramachandra as an ideal king accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. A householder should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramachandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder or living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulative principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, brahmacharis or vanaprasthas, are all equally important. So Lord Ramachandra, by his personal example, taught us how to live Varnashrama system perfectly, as a student, as a brahmacharya, as a householder, as a husband, and also performing his duty as a king. So, we can also see, like I was talking about the sixth opulence, the one I wanted to touch today was Vairagya. If we can visualize the situation where Lord Ramachandra was asked to go to forest, just the day before he was to be coronated as king, he was asked by his father to go to forest for 14 years, only because Mother Kekeyi asked Dasarath to fulfill his promise which he had made when he was in trouble. When Kekeyi saw him, very nicely praised him, and he gave her benediction, asking him what he wants. He said, okay, I'll ask, but when the right time comes. That was the right time. When she wanted her own son Bharat to be king, so on his request, on her request, Maharaj Dasarath, he asked Lord Ramachandra to go to forest. So like I was saying, Raghu Prilaji, the Sadachandra, Pranaja, Parmachandra Jai. So Lord Dasarath Maharaj had promised, and he fulfilled his promise. Even though Lord Ramachandra was his favorite son, his pet son, and as a result, as we all know, Dasarath died when Lord Ramachandra was in the forest, because he could not be in the shock of separation from his own son. Lord Ramachandra could have argued with his father that you know, being very unfair and not nice and so forth, and the next time I'm going to become king and you're asking me to go to forest just because, you know, a woman is asking, a mother is asking, Kalkeya. He could have argued so many things. But he did not. He simply fulfilled the wish of his father without any argument. So he lived as an ideal son. Now, if we put ourselves in that situation, as son, as father, how would we behave and how would we operate and how the decision would be made? I know I've been son, I've been father, and before me, my Lord, I have father, 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 ultimately Lord Krishna is the Supreme Father. So if we don't behave and we don't listen and we don't obey the good instructions are given to us by our father, by the Supreme Father, by the spiritual master, that's not nice. But Lord Ramachandra, he got he displayed the renunciation quality. Only Lord can display this quality in the perfect manner. In another verse, come back to the reality of this stage, that in Satyuga, in Treta and Dwapara, and Kaliyuga, this is the age, what is described here? Tretayam vartamanayam kala krita samo bhavat Rame Rajani Dharmajye Sarabhuta Sukhavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king in Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satyuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Among the four yugas, this is the purport by Srila Prabhupada, among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashrama Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma is a saying practicing God consciousness in a regulated manner, depending upon in what stage of your life and also what mentality, what information you have. Like Dhanachari, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Vadariva. You know, in the Brahmachari stage, the Mahaprabhupada, the Mahaprabhupada, so this is what it says, it is stated here, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satyuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna conscious movement is meant for this purpose. We were singing earlier, Raghupati Raghava Rajana, very popular song in India, and was very fondly sung by Mahatma Gandhi throughout his life. So much so, that many, but short, he remembered Dharma. So, and his dream was also described as Ramaraj. That's why he was so pained, so much disturbed when India was divided into, split into India and Pakistan. He didn't want Hindu and Muslim to live separately. In his opinion, he wants everybody to live healthy together in one world. That's why you find a temple in India, especially in Delhi. He inaugurated that temple on the condition that everybody will be allowed to visit that temple. And he also coined the term Harijan, we are the sons and daughters of Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada also had a vision and dream to establish Ramaraj in this Kali Yuga too. And it is stated here that even in Treta Yuga, in such Yuga, everybody was Brahmana, you know, so very nice, knowledgeable, perfect, very structured, well-operating society. In Treta Yuga, it was more just like that, too. But Srila Prabhupada is making the point here that in Treta Yuga, because of Lord Ramachandra's ruling and his arduous character, his behavior, he was very popular king. Not that he was very nice, but the public was also very nice. Very devoted, very loyal, committed to Dharma Muslim. So here is Srila Prabhupada is in the process by which we even in Kali can create that kind of Muslim. Kale dosha vidhyadam asti hi eko mahaguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vande. My dear king, this is Sukadeva Goswami telling Maharaj Parikshit. The process by which we can get out of this material entanglement. What he is saying, my dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. This is quotation from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will certainly be free from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and the people of this age will be happy as people wearing Satyuga, the golden age. Anywhere, anyone can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra observe the rules and regulations and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be free from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra who had appeared in the stage of Kali as Lord Gaura Sundara. So this is the Samamam Bonam of everything basically that has been stated again and again in Shastra. There is a scripture that we can derive the same benefit by simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by glorifying, taking up the chanting of holy names of the Lord in this age of Kali, which the same benefit which we derived by deity worship in Dwapar, by sacrifices in Treta and by meditation in Sati. Now, has the offering been done? Complete. Did you ask them? Offering is still going on?
No, at this time.
At this time? Okay. So, it is not possible to describe, you know, the glories of Lord in 15 minutes, or 15 months, or 15 years, or 15 million years, because the same name, fame, and options are all unlimited. Having said that, if anyone of you would like to add to more or say a few things about Lord Ramachandra, please feel free. So maybe we can just do a couple of minutes. Else we begin the arti. We have darshan of the deity here already with
us. Did you say something about Hanuman?
Hanuman, yes, that's right. We can't approach Lord Ramachandra without pleasing his devotee Hanuman. In fact, Hanuman is the perfect devotee. Lord Krishna is like Hanuman as an instrument in fulfilling his mission. Even when Arjuna, Bhishma, I'm just giving some different examples, even when Bhim was very proud that he is the strongest and the best person that are holder in the world, Hanuman was there to fix his ego. He could not even lift Hanuman's tail, let alone have a fight with him. That's how he came to realize. So was Arjuna. In fact, Hanuman also had a big fight with Lord Balaram. Because Lord Balaram was thinking, I am the strongest and so forth. Lord Krishna said, okay, all right, we'll see. So he sent Hanuman to have a fight with Lord Balaram. And of course, Lord Hanumanji, being a pure devotee of the Lord, and Lord Balaram himself being the first expansion of Lord Krishna, he knows the position of Lord Balaram. But every time he was fighting with his Gada and so on, Lord Balaram, every time Hanuman was saying, Jai Shri Ram. So he was managing the force coming from Lord Balaram by the force of chanting the holy name. Jai Shri Ram was what was counteracting Lord Balaram's force. Am I getting mixed up with Hanuman and Balaram here again? So Hanuman, how he was so happy to serve the Lord Krishna in any way. And we all know the popular pastimes of Hanuman, but how he burned Sri Lanka, Lanka. Not because that was his own pastime, because that was the desire of Lord Ram, and it was part of Lord Ram's mission. So his life, this is another example of how we can apply anger of our own anger in the service of the Lord. Hello, Hanuman Ji Ki, Sri 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 Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Balde Prasadhani Ki, Jai Hari Kali Ki, Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki, Jai Ho.